Good morning. Welcome to Cork in Ireland. This is Paul O'Mahony in my kitchen, having drunk 1¾ cups of tea. Today I'd like to talk about funerals. Funerals in Ireland in particular. The reason I'd like to talk about funerals today is because the father of a good friend of mine, a member of Toastmasters International and the president of Toastmasters for Golf Club, his father died very recently, so recently that the removal is today and the funeral is tomorrow. So I thought, well, I will say something about Irish funerals. It'll enable me to get into a reflective frame of mind in relation to what I'm going to do tomorrow, and it might also provide a little bit of education for you in relation to the difference between funerals in Ireland and funerals in your country. Now, I speak from a country in which the tradition of funerals is predominantly Christian. When I say predominantly Christian, I suppose I really, in terms of my own experience, about 99.99% of the funerals I've been to have been Christian funerals, Roman Catholic funerals in particular. But my great friend Ronan's dad died, and there's a website in Ireland called rip.ie, and that is the place where death notices are put, and that's where everybody finds out who the family are, because the family is always mentioned. If there is a surviving spouse or children and grandchildren, they're all mentioned. When the removal is going to be, when and where, and when the funeral is going to be. In this particular case, the funeral or the removal is going to be this evening between 6 and I think 7 o'clock. It's going to take place in Galway, which is 2¾ hours away from where I am at the moment. I'll come back to what a removal is in a minute. And the funeral mass will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And after that, the burial will take place. The biggest difference that I've discovered between funerals in Ireland and funerals in the UK is that in Ireland you do not need to be invited to a funeral. People go to funerals because they want to go to the funeral. The family doesn't invite people. In the UK, my limited experience of going to funerals, it was much more usual for funerals to be quite small and for funerals to be mainly attended by very close members of, well, close members, family members and very close friends of the family. Irish funerals can be huge. Hundreds of people, some of whom barely knew person who died, may well be friends of their daughters, their sons, their grandchildren, may well be business associates, customers, suppliers, even local politicians. Funerals are a big communal event. So the first thing about Irish funerals is that they tend to be big, and they tend to be experiences attended by people in the local community. People will travel to funerals, and I am going to travel to a funeral, the funeral tomorrow. The removal is a period of time on the day before the funeral itself when the body of the deceased person is in a funeral home or in the home of the family. And people can come and pay their respects, that's the phrase used, pay their respects to the family and also see the body of the person laid out before the coffin is closed. You have a choice, if you like, of being able to pay your respects at the removal or pay your respects at the funeral the following morning. The removal is not a terribly good word for it because many times, not always, the coffin isn't taken to the church until the following day. Tomorrow there will be a mass, which will maybe last a little bit less than an hour. And then what's known as the funeral cortege will go to the gravesite, and many fewer people go to the gravesite. And then after that, it is usual, not compulsory in any way, but it is usual that the family will invite people to come and have a little bit of food afterwards in a local hotel or in a local pub. I'm beginning to have difficulty thinking about what is it that people would like to know about Irish funerals. But what I do know is that it feels very important for me to go to Ronan's dad's funeral. It feels like it's an important occasion to express solidarity, and if I can manage it, I will go. And indeed, it's a very normal thing in Ireland for people to say, look, I was due to meet you, but I'm afraid I have to go to a funeral. And nobody questions that at all, because it is widely understood that going to a funeral is a very important thing to do. I've been thinking, planning my day for tomorrow. I'll need to leave home at about 8 o'clock in order to get to the funeral, which will be at about 11. Which will be at 11. So I'll spend a whole day at the funeral, and I'll be doing nothing unusual. Many other people will be doing the same. My tea has got cold. Not much point in drinking more out of that cup. It's time now to make arrangements for the dog, Louis, to be looked after by somebody tomorrow during the day, because you can't take a dog to a funeral. Meanwhile, it feels good to have a way of expressing solidarity with the family and to empathising with my very good friend, Ronan.